Good morning, how are we doing? So today we're going to be talking about feeling what we focus on, okay? Feeling what we focus on, and it's going to be a follow-on from Mondays and the challenge that I set you. So let's get into this. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive Show. I am your host, James Bourbon, and if you are coming through, please do let me know. Drop a love heart, drop a comment that you're watching. Also, if you watch Mondays and you actioned Monday's show, tell me what your number one focus is going to be per pillar. So, and I'll obviously share this if you can share it with anyone that needs it. So how are we doing? Hope you're good. Kind of feel specks of rain coming down, which is not good. So today I want to talk about, like, focus, feeling what we focus, and the repercussions of it. And you'll understand why I set you that task on Monday. So just to recap, on Monday, I gave everybody a challenge to focus on doing one thing per pillar at the four pillar framework that we run from. And those four pillars were health, relationships, personal development, and business slash career. And what I asked you to do is just do something simple. It's like your way, it's your 1%. It's your 1% way of showing up, right? It's your 1% way of showing up. So hopefully you did something Monday. Hopefully you did something Tuesday. Hopefully you've got something planned in for today, which you're obviously going to share with me in the comments, hopefully. So the reason that I got you to do that is because I wanted you to focus a little bit more on you, on the things that you can control, on the direction that you're going, on your growth. Because we often feel what we focus on. We often feel what we focus on. So when you start a new relationship with someone, that focus is huge, right? That focus is huge on them. You pay them attention, you're getting to know them, you're falling in love, you have that romance, and those feelings are happiness, right? It's happiness, it's glee, it's a really good feeling when you're going through that process. Now, if you compare that to a relationship where that focus isn't as high as it normally is, we tend to feel that that relationship isn't working, or that relationship is breaking down. And we tend to have those feelings, right? So of, like, strain, stress, frustration. And they're not the same feelings that we carry around with us when we're focusing on the relationship at the very start of it. Think about health. Okay, when we focus on ourselves and we focus on going for a run or going to the gym or working out or trying to build a pattern where we're showing up to work out, we feel unbelievable, right? We feel amazing. Like, once we've done that workout, we feel achievement, we feel progress, okay? We feel like we're accomplishing something, we feel like we've got direction. But when we don't focus on fitness, when we make the excuses, when we complain and whine and whinge while we don't do it, those feelings are not as positive. They're negative. We then become hard on ourselves. We then lose confidence. We then have low self-belief, right? If you focus on two things, the things that you don't have, okay, and the things that you can't control, then the way that you are going to feel is pretty poor. It's going to be pretty negative, right? You're constantly focused on all of those things that you don't have, why you don't have them, whose fault it is that you don't have them. Bang. So where's your mindset going to go then? Where's all those feelings going to be? Negative, jealousy, bitter. Excuse me. Then we start focusing on all the things we can't control. All of the things that are happening around the world, around the UK, all of the other people, all of the other situations that we have no control on. When we focus on those things, then we start to feel annoyed again. We start to feel frustrated. We start to become angry. We then start to lose ourselves, we then start to be miserable, then we start to go into a victim mentality and a pity party, right? So focusing on things that you can't control, focusing on things that you haven't got, those two things don't benefit or serve you. But if we flip that 180 and we started saying, if I started focusing on things that I can control, if I started focusing on the things that I do have, like my kids, like the roof above my head, like my friends, like the potential that I have, when we start really focusing and homing in on those things, when we start focusing on those things that we do have, and the life that we have, and the people around us, and the good things in our life, we start to feel a lot better. We start to feel more engaged with life. We start to feel happier. We start to feel more grateful. All key words, all key things that actually, do you know what? They move us in the right direction. When we start to focus on things that we can control, that we are in control of, then it's a much more positive experience, right? Than focusing on things that we don't. Because when people slip into depression or anxiety or overwhelm or stress, it is because we're focusing on all the things we don't have and the things we don't have control of. So when I gave you that task Monday and I said, I want you to focus on one thing per pillar, guess what you're doing? You're focusing on things that you can control. You're focusing on things that you got, that you can achieve. You're focusing on things that bring you happiness, confidence, drive, passion, desire. Small steps. People on my 28-day program, they're going through a transition. They're coming out of a place where they focused on the negatives. They focused on things they didn't have control of. They focused on what they didn't have. And they forgot all of those things. Now they're working on themselves. They're going to focus on a morning routine. They're going to focus on a positive mindset. My guys in the mastermind, every single day when they do their accountability, their focus becomes things on that what they are in control of, the direction that they are heading, the things that they are building. That's why we have those processes in place. When they do their plans, they're focusing on things they have control of. They focus on the things that they do have in their life. Okay? And that's moving forwards. That's building the picture. That's building the life that you want. That's feeling happiness, confidence, drive, power, empowering yourself. Make sense? Let me know what your thoughts are on this today. And let me know what your top four things are going to be that you're going to focus on per pillar. So I want to see in the comments when I go through that you are focusing on the things that you have control of and things that you have in your life and the things that you're going to do to make your mind and the way that you feel much more positive, much more driven, much more passionate. All right, guys, have an amazing day and I'll catch up with you soon.